baby coming in. So
that guy made it to AAA.
Ryan?
Yeah. Where he played the major leagues.
He played the major leagues too.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
What's it like having a major league guy?
It's great. It's great for the team, the leadership. You know, he's taking a lot of bull by the horns down there with the younger guys, and we have a young pitching staff, so it's nice to have somebody set lead by example, and that's what he's done. He's done a hell of a job for us.
Oh, I got you. I thought you were talking about, like, De La Rosa.
Oh, no. Fearbred.
Yeah.
So.
How good is he still?
He's still pretty good. He's got a nice repertoire, sinker, slider, curveball, and change, but he's also fiddling around with the knuckleball. And it's a pretty good pitch for him. He's going to add to his repertoire and get him off a lot of the other stuff at similar speeds.
I mean, some guys, when they throw that, that's all they throw, but that's not him.
He uses it as the second changeup, basically. So I look forward to seeing how it pans out for him on Thursday night. So go from there.
What was your first thought when you found out he was landing here?
Well, I signed him, so when he called me and said he was interested, I jumped at the idea and said, yeah, come on, let's go. You want to get back? Let's try to get you back in affiliated baseball and give you another shot to back to big leagues. And like I said, he's taken the leadership directive really well, and he's taken to it. And guys look up to him. Younger guys got a lot to learn from him, so it's nice. The combination of him and Cattery, our pitching coach and him, was like a second pitching coach for us down there.
Nice.
And so it works out good.
I'm glad you think he is to be back.
I think he's really glad to be back here at close to home on the field again. You know, hopefully we can sell him and get him out of here, too. We've already sold two players, so we can get him out of here. I think two-thirds of our starting rotation could get picked up here in the next month, the way things are going. We've already had feelers on all three of them, you know, so. And a couple guys out of the bullpen. We just signed a left-handed, Chicago just signed a left-handed pitcher yesterday, so. It's good and it's bad. You know, it's one of those where, darn it, can we at least get to game one without having to resurface here? But it'll work out, and it'll be fun.
When you watch it, does he still look like a guy that can pitch at that level?
Yeah, he can compete. He can compete at the big league level right now. He can be a fifth starter for some clubs right now in the big leagues. I mean, his stuff is still that good. He hasn't lost anything. Maybe a tick off his velocity. But for the most part, I mean, he knows what he's doing.
And obviously, that's what he wants to do.
Correct.
I guess what's it say about a guy that's 35, 36, went overseas just to kind of keep chasing that big dream?
He's still hungry. He still wants to prove that he can do it. You know, and this is the year he's going to have to prove it that he can do it, or he'll start his coaching career, probably, is what he's talking about. So I think in either aspect, he's going to be very good for the game of baseball.
What is the team thinking? You didn't really play at all last year. Well, what's the mood going on?
There's a lot of excitement. You should have been here on, what night did we play Washington here?
Friday
night. These kids, I got here at noon. The game wasn't until 7. Half my team was in there getting ready. They were anxious to get on the field and get going. I mean, I'm usually the first one in the ballpark. I get here 8:15 this morning, and half my team's already here. So it's kind of nice. They're excited to play.
Without a year, I'm sure a lot of them have kept in shape and all that stuff, but is there any concerns going off about a year of baseball? Injuries or anything like that?
Not for me. Not right now. Not seeing what I'm seeing. These kids had a year to work out and stay in shape and hone their skills, and I think we got a pretty good product we're putting on the field. I still got a tough day ahead of me. I got to cut three more guys yet. So I cut five yesterday or the day before, and got to do three more yet. I don't know who they're going to be at this point in time. They're making it really tough on me.
Did a lot of them play like in league leagues or anything like where they looked around?
A few of the guys did. I know Sean Johnson played in California last year. A couple guys played around the Illinois area. A couple guys played out here in the Washington League that they had last year. But for the most part, the majority of them just, when you look at these guys, most of them just lifted and conditioned. We got some big, old, strong young men down there.
I got one more drive for you.
Okay.
How old was he when you guys were together?
He was just breaking in. I mean, I was in AAA and he was in A-ball, but we saw each other in spring training. And then he, you know, I went from AAA in 2004 to the big leagues in 5, and then got fired and went to San Francisco. But then he got to AAA the next year, so I didn't have him in AAA. We were just in camp together.
What do you remember thinking about him?
Well, I saw him. He was a young kid that threw the crap out of the ball, and he didn't have any command at that point in time. Now he's refined. He's gone 360 degrees with his stuff. He's gone from a fireball and left-hander, which was a little bit wild, to a guy that's a command guy and hones his pitches really well. He can throw all six or five pitches for strikes. And that's, you know, to him, to me, that's just retooling himself and knowing what he's capable of doing.
Was he considered like the jewel of like the farm system there? Or like, how was it? How high did
he was? Well, he got to the big leagues with Seattle. I mean, he got up there, I think, three or four years.
That's pretty long, though, right?
No, it's not. That's really quick, actually. Not
in for a high school person?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
Some of those dudes they draft, they put them right in there now.
No, not many.
Half a year.
Not many. Not many.
Right. Okay.
I mean, you get a select one or two. I mean, I was drafted in 77, and the third baseman for the Braves went right to the big leagues. He was a first-round pick overall.
Horner.
Yeah.
Right.
He was one guy.
Right.
And I can't think of another
junior
one.
Junior only played like a half a year.
Who?
Right? Junior, Griffey.
No, he played a full year in minor leagues.
Did he? Oh,
yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. But, you know, there's a lot. I mean, the hardest thing about pitching is throwing strikes.
Right.
And when he came up, he struggled with that for a little bit. But, he's, like I said, he's honed his craft to be a pretty crafty left-hander right now.
How was your 2020? What did you do to keep your sanity?
I played a lot of golf. It's the only thing I could do. He hired me, took me out of retirement, and went to play golf. That's what we did. He hired me to play golf all summer.
71 rounds or something like
71
that.
Rounds last year.
Did you get any better?
Hell no. That's like anything. The more you play, the worse you get. So I went out, I think I shot 78 the first round, and the next round I went out and shot 98. So,
that's
the way it goes. I'm still that way. I can shoot 77 Sunday and shoot 97 this afternoon. So,
I shot 39, 48 the other
day. Yeah, that's exactly it. I can't put two rounds together to save my butt. Anything
what's
else?
The, like, what's your offensive makeup going to be this year?
We got some speed, and we got a little bit of power in the middle. And we're going to be a moving ball club. We see a lot of hit and runs. And we're going to play the game, move, speed up the tempo of the game a little bit, try to put the pressure on the defensive teams.
Is this going to be more like it's not swing and miss and like that those factors analytics? Is this going to be more like, you know?
I hope not, because I can't spell analytics, and I don't know what sabermetrics means, so the hell with it. I'm an old goat, you know?
Right.
See ball, hit ball, catch ball, throw ball. That's baseball for me.
That's a God bless you.
Well, like I said, you tried to talk Pat Corrales out when I played in 85 and 86 and played the sabermetrics. He goes, what's that, a food? You know, and that's what I would have said, too. I would have known what it was. Thought it was some kind of Italian or Latin food. So, yeah, we're not going to play that game. Greg and I are old dogs. Can't teach us much new tricks, so we're just going to throw it out there and let them play. Let the kids show their talent, their ability, try to get them advanced to another level. That's what we're here for. Good enough for me?
Yeah.
Done with the old goat? Good.